Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for the Soul with Chef Ramon Weldon. Hope that you're having a great day. Thank you for joining in.
RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos. Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos.
I'd like to give a shout out to Ruby Bellin Gatton, Stacy, Jason, Shane, Jennifer, to my nieces and nephew. If you have any questions or feedback, please email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. Looking forward to your feedback and shout outs. If you want me to be a guest, call in, please call in at 646-915-9934. Once again, that's 646-915-9934. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Food for the Soul with Chef Ramon Clayton Weldon. Looking forward to you listening to the show every Monday at 5 and throughout the week. Food for the Soul menu, Jamaican jerk chicken with sweet potato fries, dessert, bread pudding, drink, strawberry smoothie. Food for the Soul thought of the day, never give up, no matter how hard things can get, because not every day is going to be the same. And please check out my website at ramon.firstfitness.com. Once again, that's ramon.firstfitness.com.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos. Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente a ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro.
I'm so glad that you take a time out for your from your schedule to listen to Food for the Soul, because I really appreciate it. And I hope you learn a lot from the topics that I bring forth each and every week, because life is a learning experience, and nothing just happened by chance. So let's keep each other in prayers and help each other out and try to encourage each other throughout the day and throughout the week and throughout the year, because so much is going on. And tomorrow's not promised to anybody.
RD, Colombia.
cuando no la llamo.
Cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Pero nos amamos, ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente. Y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Pero nos amamos, ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, good.
Hey, this is Arthur A. Adams Jones, and she's doing an interview on Food for the Soul. How's your Friday going?
It's going well, thank you.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your story, Fly Innocence?
Okay, well, I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. I live in Connecticut. I'm an author, as you know. Wrote the book Fly Innocence. It's a five-part series, so it's five books in a row. Part one came out over 2 years ago, going on 3 years now. Part two just came out September of 2014. Part three should be coming out sometime this year. The book is about a young boy, and it takes you through his life from the time, part one book takes you through his life from the time he was a baby up until he reaches, like, the age of 25. I'm showing you the different things he's been through and the things he's going through while trying to become a man and create a meaningful life for himself. He just have all these different obstacles that just keep coming up against him, you know, while he presses his way, you know, through those obstacles and, you know, through life. The books you know, it talks about so many different things, dealing with life issues in general, you know, even through the other characters. So a lot of things is brought out in this story. This is a story that everybody, and this is not just me saying this, but, you know, there's a lot of reviews online, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. I get a lot of phone calls, emails, text messages, and so forth. And, you know, what they're saying as well is that this is a story that everybody can relate to in one way or another because of all the things that this story brings out. It's a one-of-a-kind story as well. It's stuff that happens every day that people go through every day, but it's just, people are not talking about, you know, a lot of these things. They're not writing about them in books and even in film. We don't see, you know, these things that I'm speaking about. Story is a life changer. This is not a story that you can, you know, a book that you can read and close up and walk away with nothing. You're guaranteed to walk away with a lot, not just one thing, but a lot. You know, it's going to have the readers, you know, thinking. You know, think back on a lot of, you know, a lot of things, you know, things that make a change to their lives. You know, they're going to see how these characters, the things that they're going through, and, you know, the decisions that they're making, and also the outcome. You know, so I'm hoping that when...
I mean, movie deals in the making for this book?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Do you have any movie deals for the book yet?
When the book first, when part one book first came out, and before I say that, just let me tell you some of the topics that this story covers. Some of the topics in this story, and it's just some of them, some of the topics are troubled youth, abuse, homelessness, mental health, and the spread of HIV. You know, so it covers, you know, all those topics. Okay, but yes, when this book first came out, when part one came out, I'm still published, but I sent my manuscript to, like, you know, different publishing companies because I was first looking for, a publisher to publish the book. And, you know, just in the reaction when these publishing companies was reading the manuscript, you know, they had already told me before the book came out, I had a couple of publishing companies tell me that, you know, they get manuscripts from authors every day. And they get manuscripts from authors every day. And I'm sorry, because my phone was beeping. And that they, you know, that they feel that this book has making up a movie. Okay, so they were telling me that at the beginning when they first read the manuscript. But then I had a publishing company contact me, and they wanted to set me up. The book was only out about 3 months before this happened. They wanted to set me up you know, I'm being distracted. My son is trying to tell me something. Okay, but yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. But I had the publishing company call me and tell me that they wanted to send me out to Hollywood, California to this banquet. And at this banquet, there was going to be movie producers and directors and, you know, that they can get me into that banquet and, you know, that hopefully I can speak with them and let them know about my story, about the book, and, you know, get a movie deal. But then they also was going to set up an appointment with a film director out there during that time as well that they wanted me to sit down with and so forth. But, yeah, so approached with a lot of different things, you know, yeah. So,
that's a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever think you would get movie deals?
I haven't actually gotten a movie deal yet, but, you know, I mean, I'm being told that, you know, the book has a making of a movie. I have not sat down with, you know, anyone as far as, you know, film director or, you know, anything like that about a movie deal, you know, although I did sit down with Spike Lee and, you know.
You met Spike Lee?
I met him and, and, you know, had given him my book and, you know, asked him to read it and so forth. But, yeah, so, and then also John Singleton, it's this lady that knows him or works with him, and she had the book. And she passed it on to John Singleton. And, you know, I was supposed to be going out there because I had wanted to, you know, sit down with him and, you know, see what he thought of the story and so forth. But, yeah, so, you know, I mean, that's as far as it got. And, you know, they go to Tyler Perry's
stage plays for the book as well, or you don't know yet?
Huh?
Stage plays, like put it on stage live.
Well, we were actually working on a play. I want to, well, Yeah, but it's the beginning stage. We're just really talking about it right now, putting on a play, you know. But what I'm hearing a lot now is, you know, we talked about, you know, movies at the beginning. You know, I, you know, saw this book being a movie, and I still do, but I see it more now being a TV series. You know, and this is what people are saying as well, you know, that they can see this being a TV series because, you know, we got like, you know, it's 5 books in a row, you know. So that's a lot of books. So, you know, and then there's so many different things, you know, going on in this story. So, it would make a great TV series. So, yeah, so that's what I'm really looking for to take place is a TV series, more so than
me
even.
Too. I would love to see it on TV. I'd be like, she was on my show.
Uh-huh. And then I believe I told you that that I won an award for this book as well. So, and the award that I won came from United States Review of Books, so U.S. Review of Books, you know, and, you know, so that's kind of major, you know, that I won that award. And my book now is stamped with a gold seal on it on Amazon,
wow.
The Noble's website. Yes. Uh-huh. And then right here with,
I'm speechless.
Yeah. And then right there with this overview, it lets, you know, it lets the people know is that this book has been awarded with the gold seal of literary excellence. So this is a good thing, and I really do, you know, believe that this book is going to, that all these books are going to go far, this whole series. I believe that it's going to go far, and something's going to take place. I don't know whether it's going to be a movie deal or a TV series or something, but something is going to
Place. Everything, every day. I know it's a lot to deal with, family, being married, children, running businesses. How do you focus, or how do you do it?
Okay, how do I do what?
Juggle everything that you do every day, from family to business to children to having fun.
I get asked that question a lot because I do own 2 businesses, a publishing company, and I also own a construction company. Well, actually 3, and a T-shirt company. But the publishing company and a T-shirt company, I merged that. That recently was merged. Okay, but yeah, and then I have 5 kids. They all young adults. Okay, I'm married. I'm also an ordained minister, so, yeah, so I have a lot going on. Okay, but, like I tell people, you know, you can do more than one thing at a time, but you could only, how do I say it? Okay, you can have a lot going on, you know, like what I just called off. You can have a lot of things going on, but you could only do one thing at a time. You know, you can only do one thing at a time, but have a lot of things going on. And, you know, you just have to give each one of those things the time that's needed, you know, for each one of those things. And you just have to, you know, balance things out. You know, you just have to balance things out and, you know, and that's it.
Well,
you know?
Tell future writers or publishers that want to follow in your footsteps and do what you do.
Okay, hold on. Repeat that. I'm sorry.
What advice would you give fellow writers, especially female writers, that want to follow in your footsteps or want to do what you do?
You know, a lot of times, you know, I think the biggest part of writing is you know, just taking the time out and just actually doing it, you know, just sitting there and just doing it. A lot of times, you know, we have so much going on, you know, and we have a story. And like I said, everybody has a story, you know, and then people have stories where they want to get it out there, you know, and, you know, you hear them say it, but then they don't take the time to actually to do it. They keep putting it off and, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Okay, but they have to make it a priority. And, you know, I mean, it's just how bad, you know, how bad you want to get your story out there. And then also thinking about, you know, that, you know, you may have something that somebody else needs, you know, and you're holding on to it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just also think about that. And,
like, so your book is like a personal testimony almost.
Huh?
So your book is almost like a personal testimony of things you've seen or seen other people go through.
Yeah, you know what? It's real life. And, you know, I mean, it's stuff that I've been through, stuff that, you know, family, friends, you know, things that I've seen. And, yeah, so. Yeah, so everything I write is, you know, through experience, you know.
You also got music soundtracks to each book as well. Mm-hmm. What producers have you worked with to get that accomplished?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I know that you have music for each book that you've written, a soundtrack, and
right.
What artists have you worked with to get that accomplished?
What artists or what producers?
Both.
Well, there's different artists on the soundtrack. Jay Shine is one of them. I'm on the soundtrack doing spoken words, singing, even rapping. But
you rap too?
You know what?
Wow, what
I have this the second soundtrack coming out, and you ask, do I rap? And you know what? I've never done it before until I did the first soundtrack. Okay,
wow.
And it's one rap song on there, and on my second soundtrack, I'm doing another rap song on there. But like I say on my second soundtrack in that rap song, I'm not a rapper, but I do what I got to do. Okay, so I'm
ain't
not a rapper.
Wrong with that. This girl can rock stilettos and a hammer.
I can't hear you. What you say?
I said this girl can rock stilettos and a hammer at the same time.
Yeah.
So many hats. Wow.
Yeah.
And still growing. That kind of.
Yeah. Huh?
That kind of impressed me because so many people hold themselves back, like you said, by saying, I'll do it tomorrow or I'll get to it later. You never know what you can do until you put yourself out there.
Yeah, that is so true. It's so true because, like I said, to me, it's like, you know, the hardest part is just actually just, you know, making up your mind to do it, you know? And once you make up your mind to do it, everything else comes, I mean, it just comes. You know, everything else just comes. It's not as hard as, you know, people think. It's, you know, just making up your mind to do it. You know? And
sometimes people get hold back because they feel that I'm not good at this. This is not my team. Like, it just depends on your season and your time and how hungry you are. And how much you're willing to take yourself to the edge. Rejection is always a good thing in life because if you never get rejected, you will never go further. You just get comfortable.
Right. Yep. It's how, you know, it's how bad you want it. You know, it's how bad you want it. And like you said, how hungry you are, you know, and stuff. I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, if I, you know, if I just like when I became a when I started doing construction work, okay, my thing was I don't want to just do home improvement. You know, I said, I always saw things in a bigger picture. You know, I've always been like that, you know. I mean, even like I said with construction, I said, I don't want to just do home improvement. I saw myself being a builder, you know, building houses, you know. And so, like I said, it's how bad you want it. And because I saw myself building houses, that's what I ended up doing. You know, just like with the writing, when I started writing, I didn't see myself just being a writer. I saw myself changing lives. I saw myself before I even, when I first started writing, I saw just my story, the story that I was writing, becoming a movie, you know, becoming, you know, a play, you know. So I saw that, you know, when I first, you know, started writing, I saw that. You know, I always see things in a bigger picture. I saw this being a one-of-a-kind story. I saw all of that.
Wow.
You know, I always see things in a bigger picture, and I do, you know, what I have to do. You know, I do my part and do what I have to do, you know, for that to come to pass.
So what states you plan to hit next for book signings? Because I'm going to be everywhere.
Yeah, I actually had a meeting in New York today. It's not a book signing, but as far as a book signing, I'm trying to think, Connecticut. I have some things going on out here in Connecticut. I have a signing coming up on the 25th. I'm going to be at the library in New Haven, at the Stetson Library in New Haven.
Are you coming out to South Carolina?
Yes, I'm going to be heading out that way sometime this month in March as well. The end of this month, I'm going to be heading out that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be heading out
How
that way.
How long are you staying down here?
Hmm?
How long are you planning to stay in South Carolina?
I'm going to be down there for a week. I'm going to be in Charleston, South Carolina,
yes.
But I'm also going to
be
in Myrtle Beach. Huh?
I said, yes, ma'am. I hope we can meet face-to-face because I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yes. I guess we definitely will. We'll definitely contact you when I come down there. I guess. Because, I mean, we've been speaking. You know, we've been speaking. And you're my Facebook friend as well. And, you know, I never personally met you. I come down to...
What you've done so far, I'm really I'm intrigued. Like, I want to be a student under the master, as they say.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I didn't hear you.
I said I want to be a student under the master because I write also. And
uh-huh.
I have a love for writing. I don't do it for the money because I know
uh-huh.
sometimes people get this thing where I just do it for the money. But if you don't have no love in it, you're really wasting your time. Money,
exactly.
Money
exactly.
comes later.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and that's in anything. You know what I'm saying? Anything that you do. And just like I said, even with this right here, what I'm doing, I don't do it for the money. You know what I'm saying? I don't do it for the money. Of course, you know, the money helps. You know, it helps me to do more. But I don't do it for the money. You know? I do it because I have a passion for what I'm doing. I have a passion for helping people. Honestly, I didn't have a passion for writing. Okay, this was something God called me to do. Okay, so this came out of nowhere. I'm not a writer where I always dreamt of writing. you know, I had a passion for writing since I was little. You know how you hear some of these author stories. You know, but that, you know what, with me, it just happened. It just happened one night. You know, laying in the bed late at night. You know, God spoke to me and told me, you know, he wanted me to write a book. You know, I was a little puzzled by that because, you know, I didn't have any experience in writing. You know, I didn't have a passion for it. But like I said, but the thing about it was that, you know, just obeying, you know, the voice of the Lord and, you know, just doing what he told me to do. And what happened was... I always had a passion for helping people, though. So when this book came out, And I saw how this book was changing lives. You know, that's where the passion came for writing, you know, because I have a passion for helping people, and God wanted to show me, you know, that even through your writing, you know, through this writing, you know, is changing lives. And like I said, that's where the passion for writing came, you know, because I always had a passion for help.
I learned recently that your gift will make room for you, like your gift, like what God gives you to do, it will make room for your growth, and it will help you in your life. And I know people think everything is always going to be easy, but success don't happen overnight. It takes time. If you think you can write a book like this and automatically get an award or meet famous people, forget about it. It takes diligent.
It
grinding.
Takes a lot of work. A lot of work and time. And you know what? And patience. It's been 3 years since my first book came out. And it takes a lot of time, but a lot of patience as well. You have to be patient. You can't expect, you know, for it to happen overnight. You still have to do what you need to do, you know, and just know that it's going to happen. But, you know, but, yeah, this one right here, yeah, but it takes, you know, time and patience. You know, and also what I want to say.
So everybody think because they can cook real good that makes them able to open up a restaurant. It's more than just cooking real good.
Oh, yeah.
It's inside of everything as well.
It's right, because let me tell you, when my book first came out, my book was all over the place, and it still is all over the place. It was every online retailer had it. It was in the UK, Canada, any Barnes & Nobles that you go into. If you don't see the book there, you know, I'm in their SKU, so they'll tell you that they can get the book for you. So the book was all over the place. But the thing about it, and it was an excellent story, but the thing about it was that, you know, me just sitting around, you know, I thought the book was just going to do its thing because it was all over the place. But it wasn't doing that because I wasn't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I had a part to play as well, and I had to get out there and let people know about the book, you know, because, you know, I mean, the book could have been sitting, like I said, the book was all over the place, but nobody knew about it, you know, so, I mean, it's work. You got to get out there, and you got to let people know and make people aware of, you know, of the story, you know, and of the book, you know, so it's just not going to happen, you know, with you not putting the work in that you need to put in, you know, and another thing is that, you know, if God called you to do something, you know what? You don't have to be afraid to do it. You don't have to worry about, you know, what to do or how it's going to come out, you know, or how far it's going to go. You don't have to worry about that because if God called you to do it, you can believe he's going to equip you. You know, he's going to equip you. Like I said, I didn't know anything about writing. You know, and stuff. And when I sat down that night, the first 15 pages of my first of my first book was written. You understand what I'm saying? And stuff, because it was just there. If he called you to do it, he's going to equip. You know, you're not going to have to, you know, try to figure out things.
That's what we always do. I notice that with people that, even I do it myself. We try to see what the end going to be from the beginning. Like, when I first started out, I never thought I'd be doing internet radio. I didn't even know anything about internet radio. But here I am doing an interview with a producer, writer, everything. And I started out doing this, like, 2013, I think. Somebody introduced me to it. And I started out doing a blog on Blogger. On Google Plus, I still do that to this day. And every time I click on and see the audience, people from Japan, China, Asia, Africa, the UK, the Middle East, England, I don't know none of these people.
Right.
But it's amazing that online has opened up the doors. But have to do it. You have to be diligent about what you do.
Right.
If you want to start a brand, you have to take pride in what you do.
Uh-huh.
You have to research. It's a lot of work.
Right.
Like you said, it's
right.
a lot of work. And sometimes mm-hmm. you might not get paid for nothing until years later.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Steve Harvey saying the same thing. He said when he started out doing comedy, he said he was
mm-hmm.
making like $50, $100 a show.
Right.
And sometimes people would steal, he wouldn't even get paid for, sometimes he'll do a show and didn't get paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
But look at him now.
Right.
Everybody thinks that success happens fast.
Mm-hmm.
It don't.
Uh-huh. It don't,
some
right.
Some people are homeless and are big celebrities, but they kept
uh-huh.
putting in the work. And sure,
uh-huh.
you get rejected. Sure, people
mm-hmm.
might laugh at you, but that's the
right.
part that you have to play to get where
right.
you want to go. You have
mm-hmm.
to pay your due.
Right. Yep, right. Yeah, you're right. It takes time.
So what are your favorite
time.
Foods? Since I like to cook and I'm
uh-huh.
a chef or whatever, so what are some of the things you like to eat or snack on when you're on the road or at home?
I wouldn't say too much of a picky eater, but I don't eat meat. I do eat fish. I eat fish, though. Once in a while, okay, I can't say I don't eat meat at all, because once in a while I will eat chicken, but I don't eat no other meat. And what else? I like rice and vegetables, broccoli, beans, and things like that.
So you're mostly a vegetarian, per se?
Somewhat, I guess. But I like fish, I like beans, I like rice. Stuff like that.
What's your favorite dessert? Everybody have a sweet tooth every now and then.
My favorite dessert is apple crisp pie, stuff like that. Yes, I love apple crisp pie. That's my favorite dessert.
Maybe I might make it for you if you ever come this way.
Mhm. Yeah, we can go have some lunch. Well, you can cook for me, right?
Yeah, I plan to.
Mhm.
So you can hire me as your private chef later in life.
Hopefully.
I can go on the road with you from state to state.
Mhm. So you cook good, huh?
Yeah, cook anything
okay. you
want.
Okay.
So you said you're coming to Charleston end of the month, and you still plan to stay a week. Then you hit Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I know you be in Atlanta. I know you be in New York, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. I've been a lot of states. I just left North Carolina and Philly last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
So people can order your book online, or they can go to any Barnes & Noble or
Amazon.
Any
online retailer. Yeah, any online retailer that sells books has my book. E-book, Nook, Kindle. I have my audio book, but that's on my website. Right now, my website is under construction. But I have my audio book as well and a music soundtrack. So if they purchase it from my website, they get the music soundtrack free. Some stores are selling that for $14.95, and the New York Street vendors are selling it for $10. But they get it from my website. Yeah, but they get it from my website for free with the purchase of the book. Yeah. So, but they can get it, they can get it wherever, wherever they want to get it, with books are sold. And yeah, if they go into a Barnes and Noble and they don't see it, Barnes and Noble will order it for them.
Wow, that's a blessing right there to be, because there's so many authors out there, and if you see yourself in Barnes and Noble and places like that, that's